From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. At least 20 people have been killed in two suicide bombings in the northeastern Nigerian town of Mubi. There's been no claim of responsibility for the midday explosions, but they're similar to those carried out by the Islamist radical group Boko Haram. The World Health Organization has confirmed that one of its workers has been shot dead in the Somali capital. The WHO told VOA that Mariam Abdullahi, a logistics officer for polio vaccinations, was killed in Mogadishu on Tuesday afternoon. President Trump has again criticized the criminal investigation into his 2016 election campaign's links to Russia and his White House actions. Questions investigators want to ask Trump were leaked to the New York Times newspaper, as Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The New York Times obtained nearly four dozen questions Bob Mueller's team sent the president's lawyers, covering his motivations for firing Jim Comey and what he knew about any Trump campaign contacts with Russia, suggesting Mueller's looking into possible collusion. The president's again denying there was any collusion, and with many of the questions focusing on the obstruction of justice issue, tweets, "It would seem very hard to obstruct justice for a crime that never happened." Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S.-supported Syrian forces have launched a new offensive to remove Islamic State terrorists from their last stronghold, the oil-rich eastern province of Deir al-Zor. The Islamic State has intensified attacks in the area in recent weeks in an effort to reorganize. U.S.-supported Syrian forces have inflicted heavy damage on ISIS, but the militant group still controls an area along the desert frontier with Iraq. This is VOA News.